This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1509. Don't be a diva. Listen to today's episode about Italian words in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Italian words and culture are a huge part of American English. Today, we give you 10 words that are used by native speakers in American English. How do their meanings change? Find out today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm good because we're recording the podcast and it's one of my favorite things to do. So
definitely. Oh my gosh, me too. And I'm excited for today's episode. We are bringing you a little bit of an Italian flair.
Yes, I love Italy. Oh my gosh, good food, good wine, beautiful people.
What could be
better?
Absolutely. So yeah, we are answering a question from Marco today. Should we get into it?
Yeah, but first, Michelle, we do want to remind our listeners,
yes,
where's the place to be on Saturday of this weekend?
Well, if you would like to hang out with me and with Aubria. Aubria, oh my gosh.
Who's Aubria?
Aubria. Yeah, there's no one of that name. Me and Aubrey will be there too. Not Aubria. That's her evil twin. So Aubrey and I will be on our web class. This is day two, the last chance. I repeat, last chance.
Yes.
To learn about slang in English, which is going to be super fun. We had a great time the last one, and we are looking forward to it this Saturday, January 23rd. Sign up is at allearsenglish.com/slang, S-L-A-N-G.
Yeah, and just keep in mind, guys, when you do click on that button, you choose Saturday,
yes,
that time is going to display in your local time. So we've had a lot of questions about what time is it? Is it in US time, East Coast time? It's in your time when you see it on the page in your browser. Okay, very cool.
Absolutely. Okay, so could you read Marco's question for us?
Marco says, by the way, I've just listened to the new episode about French words, and if I can give you some advice, I feel it could be interesting to make an episode with words taken from Italian. Have a nice day, Marco. Good question, Marco.
Love it.
Good point,
yes,
too. It's not just all about French.
No, it's not all about French. We love French, but it's also about Italian and all other languages. Anyway, if you want to know what episode Marco was referring to, it's episode 1458, which is this episode has a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. We're going to have to come up with maybe a title in Italian today for this one, Michelle. I'm not sure. I don't really speak Italian. Let's give it a try. Let's see.
You speak more than you think, because there are so many words taken from Italian, like so many. So this episode is a shout out to Italy. We love you, Italy. Yeah. I mean, Lindsay, so you said that you've been to Italy.
Couple times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I would eat gelato for breakfast in Italy.
And you're a big ice cream person. So do you prefer ice cream or gelato?
I think coming back to good old just like hard packed ice cream, I like that the best. Or custard from the mid-Atlantic region of the US. But when I was in Italy, I loved the gelato. So
I know it's amazing there. So when I was in Italy, I don't remember. I think they have on the menu like prima plata.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And they have like a few different, you know, titles. And I thought that the prima plata was like an appetizer. And so I thought that like I felt guilty not ordering something besides that first course. So I remember there was one night in Florence, we had pasta as the prima plata, and then we ordered this huge steak. And what you really don't want is to have a huge steak coming and already be full because it was way too much. So like that was kind of this awkward cultural thing when I was traveling, because I was not aware. And yeah, I definitely learned that. Luckily it was towards the beginning of our trip, so like I knew in the future.
That's hilarious, Michelle. Did you get a weird look from the waiter or waitress when you ordered?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to remember, but I think it was probably like, really? Like, you're going to eat all that? And yeah, I just didn't know. And I felt like, okay, this is a little expensive, but I guess that's, you know, I mean, it's just like we all have these stories about traveling and like things in the culture that you like make a mistake with, or you end up getting a little embarrassed or eat the wrong thing or eat too much of something.
Oh, it's so funny. That happened to me in Paris. We sat down and I somehow ordered like all meat, like sausages and steak. And the whole thing, the entire meal was meat. And the woman, the waitress looked at me like, are you sure you want that? That should have been the red flag. It should have been the red.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, you know, we should just have one episode devoted to like our funny or awkward travel stories.
That would be hilarious. That would be awesome. Yeah. We should
do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right. So let's get into it then.
Oh my gosh. There's so many things that we use from Italian that are just embedded in that you didn't even think about. I mean, so I'm going to put up a link where I got some of them. We'll put it on the blog. Okay. So the first one that I was thinking was the word capisce.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing this on TV a lot in the past, like in the 90s.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember from Full House, and I'm just looking up the
Italian. Who would say that? Who would say that? Which character, Joey or
no? It was Uncle Jesse. I think
Jesse. Yeah, because he kind of has like that look, that slick look, sleek and cool dude, like kind of throwing out some slang, international slang. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, what does that mean? I mean, I believe in Italian, I think it means the same thing. I'm just trying to look at it. Here, yeah, it looks like it means like understand. But I think in English we use it actually a little bit differently.
How do we use it, Michelle?
I think we use it like agreed, like, in a way, I guess that is like understand. It's like understand. Like, I remember like on Full House, you know, Uncle Jesse might say capisce, and then Michelle would say capisce, right?
Right, right. So, yeah, exactly. We're going to have our listeners chime in, our Italian listeners. Guys, come over to Instagram, leave us some comments, or come straight to this blog post, 1509, and let us know if we're on the right track here.
Yes, please, because I tried to find the information, but there's no better way to get information than from an actual Italian speaker than, you know, Google. Right.
Well, yeah, that's true on one hand. But actually, on the other hand, you know, as we said in the French episode, once a word crosses over into a new language, it sometimes takes on another meaning or another use. So in a sense, it's just interesting. Like, it's not always going to be a direct translation, guys. Yeah.
Right. True, true, true.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And then another word is diva.
Okay. What does this mean? I've always kind of wondered about the meaning of this word. It's used a lot everywhere.
Yeah. In English, well, we use it I mean, the way that I most frequently use it, guys, I'm talking about how I hear things. So of course, maybe I'll talk to someone who hears it in a different way. But I hear diva as kind of like a famous celebrity who's like a snobby, like, or like maybe requires a lot of maintenance. So someone yeah. who thinks a lot of themselves, and they don't have to be famous. I mean, they could just be, I knew some divas, you know, in certain shows that I had been in, you know, where it's kind of right. like you have this air of like very important.
Yeah. Maybe kind of high maintenance. That idea. Yeah. I see what you mean. I like it. Diva. But it's everywhere. It's used in music, movies, yeah. performers, yeah. and song lyrics for sure.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And there are some other meanings, but that is the way that I hear it most frequently used. So again, our Italian listeners, let me know what it means, you know, in Italian, right?
Definitely.
So that's a good one. Lindsay, okay, now we're going to get into food and drink.
Yeah, so this is definitely where Italian could shine for sure.
Yes, yes.
Do you like Italian
sure.
food, by the way?
Oh, of course, Lindsay.
Of course. Who doesn't? Yeah. What's your favorite Italian dish? Just a side question.
Good question. I like cacio pepe pasta.
Oh.
Do you know that?
No.
It's like cheesy with pepper. It's like I first had it in Italy when I was studying abroad in London, and I went to Florence for the weekend. And it was I always say that it was the best food I ever had in my entire life. It's basically this like special pasta, just like with, it's really like simple, I think, with like butter and cheese and pepper. And it was so delicious. I think it was also like really fresh noodles. And when I was in Italy, when I was in Florence again, you know, it was like almost 10 years later.
Sure.
Dan and I actually made him walk through many squares in Italy looking for this restaurant. I couldn't find it, but I still, that's my favorite. What about you?
I think I've always loved pesto. So that green sauce, I love that. I remember not in Italy, but actually in New York, there was a really, really great little Italian restaurant in the West Village. I think near Christopher Street. Mm-hmm. It was just on the corner, a little like 12 tables, a few tables on the sidewalk. And just, it was a very like unpretentious place, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Table wine, nice waiters. Mm-hmm. I don't know, those memories around Italian food, even in a place like New York City, which makes total sense because there's always been a lot of immigrants from Italy in New York, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny because we say panini, like even for a singular, but I believe when I was in Italy, singular was panino. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Again, that's kind of interesting how the grammar might change.
That makes sense, though. I mean, when we take it over into English, we do change the meaning, right? For sure. So you might order in English, you might order a panini. It's very common, like sandwich shops. You might order mozzarella and tomato paninis, personally.
Those are good. Mm-hmm. Those are good.
Yes. Yes.
So another one is al dente.
Okay. So this is about the consistency of the pasta, right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like a little bit chewy.
Okay. Yeah.
I
most people like it that way. I think most people like it that way rather than too soft.
Too soft. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then if you are looking for an Italian restaurant, you might say, oh, where's the trattoria? That actually might be like the name of a restaurant or it might describe itself as a trattoria.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I would ask, like, do you know any trattorias? I guess you might do that in English, I guess. It's quite specific, though.
Yeah, it is very specific. Yeah. Well, it might be more that you, like, search for a restaurant and then you know, and then, like, in the description, it might say, like, we're an Italian trattoria or something like
that. Right, for sure. They use it more to describe themselves, in other words. Right, Michelle? Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. And so, I mean, there's so much with food. We could just do a whole episode just about the food.
For sure.
But also there's music, right? So like alto, soprano, these are all words about like what pitch you sing in, like your singing range.
Oh,
forte, loud, tempo, speed, ballerina dancer. Like these are all Italian. I mean, we just use them without even thinking about it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the opera in general, right? I think most opera singers have to learn Italian or end up singing in Italian if they're professionals, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of very Italian dominated, the opera. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I don't think about these words being Italian because they're so common in the English language, but I think it's good to like kind of go back and be like, wait, these are Italian words, guys.
Right. So, Michelle, you've done a little bit of singing, right, in your day. Do you have a, like, in in your line of singing, did you identify your voice, like whether it's an alto or is that only for classical?
Oh yeah, I'm an alto.
Okay,
so I have like a lower female lower singing voice. More
interesting.
Yeah, although I was like saw sometimes a mezzo soprano, which is like between the two. So
also an Italian word, I guess. Interesting.
yeah, it's kind of in the middle.
Okay, good to know. Fascinating. I love it. Mm. Okay, so music. It's all about music. So music, food, the good things in life.
Exactly.
Right, Michelle, fashion, maybe. Yeah. What else?
And I mean, I think the Italian culture is very loved in the United States. I mean,
like we said,
the food, the language, the people, the coffee, right?
Oh, completely. Oh my gosh. I love coffee. I love Italian coffee. The coffee culture. I guess, yeah, you're right. In a way, Starbucks kind of took some concepts, some Italian concepts and understanding of what coffee culture is in Europe, and they brought it to the US. They created that in the US.
But sometimes, but somehow like they changed it. Like,
oh, for sure. Oh,
I think, yeah, like they would change it. So like, I mean, did you ever have the experience where you would get like a macchiato or some sort of drink at Starbucks and it's like this giant drink?
Yeah.
And when you were in Italy, it's like a tiny shot.
Oh, no. So imagine people going to Italy as tourists and ordering that, thinking they're going to get a huge thing.
Oh, yeah. But, oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of Italians probably don't like that. I mean, I know the fact that Starbucks kind of did that. They took the Italian, but it's not Italian coffee culture at all. It does provide a place for people to do work meetings and work, but it's not really about sitting around coffee and connecting with friends at Starbucks. Not so much.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I remember people standing up at counters and drinking coffee. I mean, there was a vending machine for coffee, like good coffee by my hotel. I remember in Rome. So it's very interesting. I mean, we could do a whole episode on, you know, coffee culture around the world.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I guess the Italian coffee culture is more in the morning about standing and drinking your shot quickly, I guess. There's a lot to learn about world coffee cultures.
There is. So guys, you can see that there's so much Italian in the English language that we use all the time. So Lindsay, should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do a fun little role play so you guys can really see how it's embedded in our language. So let's do it. What are we doing here, Michelle?
All right. So we are food critics.
Of course.
We are talking about a restaurant that we just went to.
Okay, here we go. So I love that panini. I had the panini that I had at the Trattoria. Oh. Did you like your food?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I love my pasta al dente, and mine was definitely al dente. And I loved that they have a little quartet singing. It made for a great atmosphere.
Yes, the alto and soprano were the best, don't you think?
Yeah, but I think that soprano was a little bit of a diva, actually. She wasn't very nice when I spoke to her at the end.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay, so it gets a good review. Capiche?
Capiche.
Okay. Love it. I love it. Okay, so what do we use here? So I said that I loved my panini that I had at the Trattoria. And again, that's a kind of a restaurant. Mm-hmm. What else, Michelle?
I said that I like my pasta al dente, and mine was definitely al dente. So it shows that I liked it.
Exactly. And then I said the alto and the soprano were the best. So I personally don't think I'd be able to pick out. I don't really know enough about music to know like who has an alto, who has a soprano voice. Mm-hmm. But it's good to know these things. A little bit of culture here serves us well.
Definitely. And then I said, I think that soprano was a bit of a diva. So I was saying like she thought a lot of herself.
Yeah, I love it. And then I said, okay, we're going to give them a good review. Capiche? And
capiche.
You agreed. Capiche. Awesome. Love it. Oh, gosh. Before we have our takeaway, Michelle, what should we remind our listeners about?
Come hang out with not Aubrey, but Aubrey and and me at our web class. Last chance, January 23rd. Sign up at allearsenglish.com/slang, S-L-A-N-G.
Yeah, and the keyword is last chance. Again, guys, it won't be recorded. You will never see it again if you miss it today on Saturday. All right, we'll see you guys there. Thanks, Michelle. Good episode today.
Thanks, Lindsay. This was fun.
Yeah, take care. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.